As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, we're going to start doing some bless your heart moments here. If you're unfamiliar with bless your heart moments, these are something where, like, you're just, I don't want to say you're ignorant. I don't want to say you're stupid. You just had a little bit of a brain fart, a little lapse in judgment. So if you would like to share a recent bless your heart moment, which I'm about to do, and it's going to be highly embarrassing, but whatever. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So for instance, had to get together at my house this past weekend for a friend's birthday. And she brought a close friend of hers. And it turns out she and this, myself and this other friend are birthday twins. We were born on the same day, same year, couple hours apart, right? And so we're sitting there talking and I'm like, yeah, I can't believe I'm gonna be 44. Wow, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah. And she goes, wait, I've been telling people I'm 44 all year. And I'm like, you have? That's so silly. Because we're gonna be 44. And she's like, yeah, no, we're going to be 45. And I'm like, the hell we are. I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah, no, I for some reason thought.
You wouldn't accept it.
I was turning 44 this year. And guess what? No, I'm turning 45 this year.
She just ruined your year. She didn't have to do that.
I lost a year of my life in literally like 2 seconds. And I was so convincing. I almost had her convinced that she was wrong. And I'm like, no. We were born in 79. We're turning. And then she's like, yeah, no, it's. So,
I've forgotten my age before in conversation and gave the wrong age and left it. Yeah. I didn't even go back and correct it.
What's the point?
I stayed that young.
Is there an age where you stop keeping track? Like for me, I'm turning 27 next month, but I'm very hyper aware that I'm turning 27.
Once you get into like your mid-30s.
Yeah. Yeah. You stop counting.
Okay. Because you just kind of give up.
It's all downhill from there.
Exactly.
All right, Tommy, you got some bless your heart moments?
Yeah, I have an addiction, and it's called TikTok. Mm-hmm. I will spend hours upon hours on TikTok, and I came across this couple, and she calls herself @Miss_Snowwolf @JKU on TikTok, and they have like 1.5 million followers. And it's this husband that films his wife in the passenger seat of her car, and it usually involves some sort of riddle or a question. And it ends up with a bless your heart moment from her every single time. Here's an example.
Your mom has 4 kids. North, south, east. What's the name of the 4th kid?
West.
West?
Yes.
Your mom has 4 kids.
Abby, are you thinking about
North,
this?
South, east, what?
West.
It's not West. That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, why would she have 3 kids named North, South, and East and not have a 4th one named West?
Abby, do you know the answer yet?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
Bless your heart.
How?
Because they're like a group. You don't just throw three things out there and not use the fourth.
Really?
Pause it.
You still don't know.
Are you the fourth kid? Is that the answer?
Yeah, that's the answer.
Because it's your mom. Your mom has four kids, north, south, east, and then it has to be...
So you have to say your own name.
Yes. Exactly.
But that's so dumb. But I don't have siblings.
Why didn't you get it right off the bat?
Well, because it's so easy. Because I don't have three siblings. I have one sibling. His name is Ben.
All right, here's one more. This is a bit of a little spelling challenge that he gave his wife.
Spell river.
R-I-V-E-R.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good job. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Might be really complicated for you.
Okay.
Put a D in front of it. What does it spell?
It doesn't spell anything. It's not a word.
What? You put a D in front of river? That's not a word?
No, I mean, technically, I guess if you put a D in front of river, it would be driver. And that's definitely not a word.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You're not joking?
I'm not joking. Driver is not a word.
Do you have anything in your head?
Do you have a brain? You're asking me to put D in front of river. Driver is not a word.
Are you 100% positive?
Yes.
Really?
What?
Put a D in front of river.
I did. Driver.
Really? How do you spell driver?
D-R-I-V-E-R.
This is the English language fault.
Bless your heart.
She was driving as this was happening too, wasn't it?
I don't see a name, but welcome to the Burt Show. You got a bless your heart moment?
I do.
Go for it.
Okay, so when I was like six, my dad told me they drained the lakes with bathroom plugs, like in the tub. And so I was 17, I believed them.
So you were 17, you thought they drained lakes with a bath plug?
Yes. My brother said as a joke, and I was like going along with it. And they were like, wow, Haley, like you just went along with a joke. And I was like, no, that's really how they do it.
Haley, you should see the hair they pull out of those lake drains. It's nasty.
All right. And last one here. Joelle, welcome to the Burt Show. What is your bless your heart moment?
Good morning. I used to work for a major grocery store chain, and do you guys know those Calypso cauliflowers, the ones that are orange and purple?
Uh-huh.
I had a customer come up and say, oh my God, when did you guys start selling them with cheese on it?
Oh, God. The Burt Show.